Welcome back to Ears Wide Open with me, the Reverend Bob Levy, who will be at Uncle Vinny's this weekend. And then I will be at the end of the month and at the Funny Stop in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio.
I did my DVD there.
Yeah?
Uh-huh.
Wow.
In 2010. In between two panic attacks. Anyway.
Nice. Yeah. So we're here with Joe Conti, Stacey Freshman, and myself.
Oh, can I plug my podcast?
You sure can.
It's got the Conti and Kenny Show. I've only been doing it for 10 years.
Really?
We have the record. We've been doing a comedy podcast longer than anybody without having any success whatsoever.
That's awesome,
Joe. It's a new record, yeah.
I think I've been doing it longer than anyone because I used to do it live for
we started in 2005.
12 years ago. I think I started a long time.
The word podcast wasn't even in existence.
I was just doing live shows. I didn't care. You know, it was just fun for me.
It was internet. We were doing internet radio.
Yeah.
I always wanted to do radio when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's no way because I had no talent. So I figured, what better way than to go on the internet where they'll take anybody.
Right.
We started doing it, but we do it. It's on the more like radio.
Okay, cool.
More like radio.
Oh,
nice
that, I did that. With Holly. I did her
mm-hmm.
show.
Yeah, it's a cool little network. Since I think a lot of people won't be listening to Sirius XM anymore.
Totally shocked this week. Last week or whatever it was, still shocked.
A couple days ago,
yeah. Basically.
3 or 4 days ago, I think.
I mean, Anthony from Obie and Anthony.
Anthony Cumia.
Has been fired by Sirius XM. And I believe they fired him by email.
Yeah, they did.
Which is really unbelievable.
I think but, as long as you have an email, and then, because I think they need to have it in, you know,
writing.
To have a writing,
have writing.
Yeah.
Call. Call
yeah.
and say, here, this is the deal. We're also sending you an email at the same time.
Yeah.
Have the balls.
Well, there is no balls up there. And I've been saying that for the longest time. You know, I was up there, you know.
Well, you're banned from the building.
Forever. Yeah. Yeah, because I am evil. I am, you know, my friends are evil, you know. Beware. Beware. Don't mess with the family, you know. But the whole thing is that, you know, it's so weird for them to just backpedal on stuff that he's talked about on the radio for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
He does not ever say anything that he does not have facts on. That's one thing I've learned about Anthony.
Yes.
He has facts on everything that, you know, which any kind of broadcaster should have if you're going to do a story on something. And these are statistics that are out there for everyone to see and all that. And for them to all of a sudden call him a racist is so out of line. Because the fact is, if you, like, I've done the show, I've been to his house, I know the guy as a person. He is not a racist at all.
Well,
he is a nice guy.
There's the word racist.
We were talking about
is ugly.
It gets thrown around in this country in the last 5 or 6 years so much that it doesn't mean anything anymore. It's like the word bully.
Right.
It doesn't mean anything. We need to come up with another word that is in between.
Speaking your mind.
Prejudice. And racist.
But it's not, yeah. Cause it's
something
not.
In between, because we all have prejudices.
Mm.
But racist is a very, I think it's a very specific, like when I think of racist,
let me tell you something.
Clan.
Let me tell you something, my Mick friend. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something, my Kraut Mick friend.
Yeah.
You know, racism, it's like, it's a weird concept, because when you're racist, are you a killing somebody?
That is, no, well, yeah, that is racist.
Right.
Okay.
Or are you just saying, you stupid Italian, go eat your spaghetti. Do you know what I'm saying?
But like, people say stuff
difference?
Like that. You know what I mean? You just say
it's a big. But I'm saying it's a big difference taking someone's money, like someone taking someone's job away because they're a certain race or religion is one thing, or killing them or hurting
them.
Well,
those things are all against the law.
Right.
This other stuff
we're
now
saying, like,
is not against.
Okay.
The law.
And another thing I'd like to say about Sirius XM is also
it's corporate America, Bob.
It's corporate America. But how many? I've been up there. How many African-American people actually work as somebody pretty big there, like
besides
in an
Oprah?
Office.
Besides Oprah?
No, I'm not talking about hired help. I'm talking about business people that work in offices.
Management.
I don't know.
How many? I did not see any when I was there. All I've seen was a security guard. You know what
and
I mean?
He probably worked for the building.
And yeah, he did. He did. Yeah. And basically, I did not see when I was there. I mean, maybe there was one, but there isn't. And then you're going to say that one guy's racist, but yet you're not even hiring these. You know, I call everyone these people. I call anything these people.
Of course, right.
It's just
saying.
A saying, you know. Mm-hmm. These people means the guy down the block. See these people over here?
Yeah.
That's what that word means to me. It's not, you know, it's used on every level and to me and about color and whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? These people, you know, the Mexicans have it good. They can come over here and, you know, they got it good. They can get health insurance.
I wouldn't say it was good. They don't have it good. I lived on top of Mexicans. They didn't have it good.
Well, if you lived on top of them, they had it good. All right?
Pretty good, I tell you.
But the whole thing is that if you get punched in the face first, right?
That's an assault.
And then a group of people start with you antagonizing the girl. And then whether they're black, white, red, green, and you call them animals, what's the big deal?
They're assuming he's racist by the semantics he used.
No, you're missing the point. The whole thing is that any word that does not say African Americans attacked me, they can use it as a racist term.
They can construe it as being racist. The thing is, the problem is that Anthony, as the guy on the show,
right,
always gets into very heated discussions about race and guns
and everything.
And he
yeah.
plays like the racist on the show. So if so,
well,
he's
the race,
already got
race
that.
Let's call him a race instigator. Let's not use racism.
Well, no,
he discusses
the,
race.
He plays the you know almost kind of goofy, and he admits that. But what happens
but
is
they didn't care about
he's
that.
Got that stigma attached to him.
Yeah.
It's just like anything else. If you're somebody who always jokes about being sexually assaulted, and then you go and then you falsely accuse somebody of that, then they're like, well, that's what she does. So now they're saying what he did on Twitter. Well, of course it's racist because it's Anthony. If it was somebody else that never discussed that, they would be like, well, you know what? It just it happened, and he obviously said savages and animals. But because he's known as that guy, they're going to take that and go,
if someone hits you,
no,
that's
but,
an animal thing to do,
yeah,
no matter what color you are.
That's what I'm saying. The word savage I used a lot on Twitter. I would say, retweet this, you savages. I've been doing that for years. I'm calling my friends that.
Yeah.
I would call them animals. I go, retweet you. You can look at my thing and see how long I've been doing that.
But that's also a joke for you're joking. He wasn't joking, so they're going to say, you weren't joking. You were in a rant, and you're being racist. That's what they're saying. I'm not saying I agree. I'm saying that's their perception,
which
is just silly.
You know, this is what's the whole thing that's going on. Ever since social media has become so powerful, especially mm-hmm. amongst public figures, it's now another way to attack a public figure. Like, people get fired. Like that guy, Adam Richmond, we were talking about using Thinspiration, which is used in pro-lemia and pro-anorexia sites, which are sites that make people like encourage anorexia opposed to fighting it.
Yes, we're going to be talking to Mike Geary about that later. I'm doing an interview with him.
And I just feel like it's like a whole nother, like, genre of a way to sort of attack a public figure in their personal life. Like, and I think they might have wanted to fire him even before this. It was an excuse.
If it wasn't an excuse, I'm saying is if it wasn't an excuse and they weren't going to redo their contract in October anyway, they just did it because they're just like, it's easier for them.
Right.
And they fall into the PC police trap because it's not a First Amendment issue. Thing because
it's a corporate
he's allowed
issue.
To say it and he's not getting thrown in jail for saying it, but they're just doing it because it's like this is what we're
sponsors,
supposed to do.
The sponsors.
It's all nonsense.
It's all nonsense because this is what I was told. We were going over to Sirius Radio because we. It was what was it? What was the whole beginning of it? Freedom of speech,
of
or what
right.
was it? It was the big thing, like
because you could say a bad word.
You could say anything. Yeah. You could say anything. You know what I mean?
Yep.
But then I was told when I had miserable men, like they're like, try not to curse too much at this time because we replay it in the morning. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
You know that was
they're hurting for money there. They're not
of
doing
course
great.
They are. Please, they're underwater. They sent me a thing. Please come back. I'm not even allowed in the building. They want me to come back. You know what I mean? I know how it's run up there, and it's ridiculous. And you look at the guy from Duck Dynasty, okay? You remember what happened?
That's a different situation because he's on a reality show. He's not really he's just
he is a real person, and that's what he does. He goes to
but
he's
he
been doing
have
that
to,
for years.
Right, but he doesn't have to pretend.
He's not pretending.
No, listen to me. Let me finish.
Oh.
Duck Dynasty, it's a reality show. If he's racist, he's a racist.
But he's still considered entertainment.
No, he is a preacher, and he's been doing this for years. You don't know the background of this. He's a preacher, and he does it every week, and he talks about whatever he wants to talk about, what he believes.
But he's not expected to be anything but that himself. That's my point.
But they still did suspend him.
And they're outraged.
That's strange.
The thing that I don't understand is that, let's say, Stacey, you worked for State Farm Insurance and you were a salesperson, okay? But you also do comedy or you did the radio show or whatever
right.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
And you did something like this, they could say, hey, listen, no offense, but you sell insurance to people. You go to people's houses and they don't know you from Adam and there's no way we can have you, so we have to fire you. You kind of understand. You know, you're selling insurance. This is a guy who does, a shock jock.
Right.
On Sirius XM, uncensored.
So uncensored.
Even if they say, you know what, that was messed up what he did. It was a rant. It was, quote, a racist rant. You want to suspend him for 10 days to just save face? I get it. You know, it's what corporations do because they're so spineless.
Yeah.
Because they're always worried about
attorneys.
I don't
know how they can walk.
But for
them
to actually fire him, it's really them saying, we don't want you here.
Right.
Because I cannot see. Because you know what? Let me ask you
and
something.
And that show brings a lot of revenue.
Who? Seriously. Who was Sirius XM afraid of?
Howard Stern?
No. I'm saying because of this rant, who are they afraid of? Certain black people? Liberal white people? What were they afraid of?
Because
anybody who's got the service would stay. They're not going to care.
Okay.
They're just not going to listen to the show.
And anybody that, okay, the majority of listeners that listen to Howard and Opie and Anthony mm-hmm. are basically mostly, I would say, 90% white.
Yeah.
You know,
it's definitely a more of a white audience. Yeah.
Yeah. Except for, you know, they have some Def Jam shows, but I'm saying.
And they have, I'm sure Howard and Opie and Anthony, they have black listeners.
Right.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
what I'm
do.
Saying.
But
not,
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 not a
not,
tremendous
not
amount.
Not a
right.
tremendous amount, but.
A different culture, a different talk.
Yeah, yeah. But the whole thing is that, like, if I got attacked, I would be going, not saying this, you know, I would be going nuts.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, somebody, it doesn't matter what race they were, you know?
Right.
You gotta, you know, when you get attacked by mm-hmm. a woman, you can't hit a woman.
And he right. didn't hit her, and he didn't use violence.
I know, but I'm saying, and he's a licensed gun holder. He could have shot her.
Yeah.
Okay? He could have shot her. She attacked him.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
That's what everybody is missing. You know? Well, what about, you know, look at all these stories from back whenever. Bernie Goetz, remember him?
Of course.
And that stuff?
Yeah.
He
1984.
What was he, attacked on a train or
yeah,
something?
And he shot.
And then,
yeah.
then he shot, you yeah. know.
Yeah. Shot like five guys.
Well, yeah, whatever,
maniac,
you know.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you're getting attacked by anyone, you have to really, you know, think
scary.
About, you know, what you're going to do. And he did the smart thing. He didn't do anything.
Right.
He took it out on Twitter.
But
yeah.
you're taking it out on Twitter.
That's so harmless, too. I
yeah,
mean,
I know. But the point is they look at it. And this is what
right.
I truly believe.
Yeah.
They look at it because That's Anthony, quote the guy who's always talking about race on Twitter and his radio show. So we're going to take what he says and just go, that's just a racistly, racially charged rant, as they say in all the little websites. And if it was somebody, I'll say Bob.
Yeah.
I swear.
I've probably done it. I'm telling you.
I don't think so. I look at Bob, and if you watch Bob's tweets, he's not that guy.
Yeah,
nope.
But sometimes I am if something happens.
But it's more of a...
But if you do not like what I write, don't read it.
Of course.
Don't read it. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Ears Wide Open with me, Stacey Prushman, and Joe Conte. I'm angry. I'm mad. Welcome back to Ears Wide Open on a Monday night. Hope you're doing well. It's me, the Reverend Bob Levy, Joe Conte, Stacey Prushman. We were talking about Anthony Cumier from Opie and Anthony being fired, and there is an outrage. There is a total outrage, you know, because like we were just talking about before during the break, it's a paid service to listen to their show.
Yeah.
So if people chose not to listen to their show from something that he said, go. You understand?
Yeah. And how many people do you honestly think, after hearing about this, because, you know, he's got a couple hundred thousand followers,
right,
but the actual people that,
listen,
just either listen or saw it from his Twitter, but just people that now hear about it because of all the news, how many people who heard about it have SiriusXM and said, I'm outraged, I'm canceling?
No,
probably
I mean,
nobody.
I was just hoping he was all right because, you know, it made it like, you know, you got
hurt.
You got all the people antagonizing. You don't know if they're going to jump in.
Yeah.
And the whole thing is, it's these little, I think I'm a news
blogs,
people.
Blogs.
Yeah, blogs. Yeah. Every blog. Oh, my God. You're nothing. You're nothing.
Thank you.
How dare you judge anybody? You're nothing. Oh, you think somebody cares about your blog? Nobody cares about your blog or you, okay? You know why you type alone? Because you probably got your little fat fingers and no friends at home, okay? You can't even call anybody. You can imagine if you still had the rotary phones. You couldn't dial anyone. You can't even dial 911 if you fell over because you couldn't reach your sandwich.
You gotta grab a pen and use the pen to use the rotary.
Yeah, but
where's my number two? My fat fingers.
I mean,
work.
Where does this end? I mean, I do have you know, black followers that I follow and I talk to, and they say stuff way worse than Anthony would ever say.
But
I
understand the difference. I do. I mean, not that Anthony, like one of the things Anthony was putting up was, hey, he's putting up YouTube videos. This is after this was happening,
right,
of black leaders talking about their community, saying we need to stop the violence in our community.
Yeah, right. Sure.
And Anthony is saying, hey, listen, I've never said anything worse than this.
No, exactly.
Which is 100%. I agree with
you. So, rather than fire Anthony, let's get the conversation started about race and violence.
Because
and
people don't want to.
They just
want
to be like, you said this, and let's just, you know. And maybe his tweets were a little bit, they were a little violent, but he was letting out.
How would you feel when you got home?
Bad.
I'd be angry.
I'd be angry. I'd cry, and I'd be angry.
I'm
I don't know.
Sure, Anthony didn't cry.
But I would write. I'd write things. Maybe that were very negative. I don't know.
But the whole thing is that if you know him as a person, he's not.
I do. I've
that
been to his house.
Guy.
He's a very cool dude.
But
and
other than
nice.
You know, but the public doesn't know him as a person.
Of course.
They don't know him as a person. You know, so we're not talking about. We're saying what his public persona is.
Right.
From the situation.
Yeah.
And Sirius, for some reason, decided to take some weird stand that he's a racist or he's. I don't know what they were thinking.
And just went for the jugular, and they just went didn't suspend him.
Yeah.
And or you know have a couple.
You see,
of
I don't even like to bring this up to say this because it's just ridiculous to say. But Anthony's best friend is black, and and it's the weirdest thing. And it's like, you can't even say it. It sounds so stupid to say that, but it's true. And for people to judge a man that they don't know,
that's what we do.
I've talked to Anthony, you know, when I was at the studio, and that we never during the break talked about race or anything. I was at his house. We did the radio. We never just sat there and talked about race. It was never. He's just an everyday going, likable guy. If you meet him, you'd be like, I like this guy. You know?
Right. But maybe the forget about the racism. Maybe the tweets sounded violent.
I think, but there's no judgment, I'm saying
the tweets were violent. Forget about race issues.
It doesn't matter.
That's the hot button. That's the hot button.
There are certain hot buttons in this country now. One of them's bullying. The other one is racist. So companies and everybody go with hot buttons. Why do you think these little news media outlets jumped on this story?
Right, exactly.
Because they know they're going to get more people to their dumb little website.
No.
So they use the word racist. What do you call it? Racist late tweet or racially charged tweet.
Right.
Because all those different keywords get people to, oh, we got to check this out. And it gets people to, like Bob says, start judging people. And they just go, well, and you know what? There were people that were mad, but those people that were mad are the minority. And I mean minority as in they're the small, it's not a lot of people who care.
Right.
People understand what happened. And you go, wow. You know what I mean?
And luckily, no one really did get really badly hurt, thank God.
Yeah,
and you know, but now everyone's all upset, and this guy lost his job, and it's just so crazy.
Everybody's more upset about him losing his job than anything else.
He's a millionaire who's going to be fine financially. So, but it's all about principle.
It's principle.
It's all about attacking people these days.
But what can we do? Like
you can't do anything. At Rhode Island. I played there Saturday night. I had a different crowd. I mean, a mixed crowd of everything, right?
Right.
I went after every race with jokes, right? Dying laughing. I go, I just wanted to prove something to you. Then at the end of the day, we're all one. And you see how we all laugh together? And that's the whole thing. You know, what are you going to take away from us now? You know, what do people want? Like, what do you... I want a list from Al Sharpton, what words we can use and what words we shouldn't use. You know what I mean? Do I use the word savage? Yes, I use it all the time. Do I use the word animal? Yeah, but I can describe anybody as that.
I'll play devil's advocate.
Yeah.
The only difference is that you are doing that as jokes. And Anthony, when he's on the air, is doing jokes.
Mm-hmm.
He's making, you know, people make points, but it's also done in the environment of, you know, jokes, fooling around, making, you know, this is taken from an angry rant. And there, that was the only, like, that, with the Don Imus thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my whole argument with that was, listen, Don Imus said that. They're just a bunch of nappy-headed hoes in a controlled environment where they were goofing around. If he was in the middle of a rant about how he hates the WNBA and he hates black women, and then you would say, well, he's just being hateful. That's their only difference, is that Anthony wasn't doing jokes in the tweets. But the point is, he's an entertainer. He's not an insurance salesman. He's an entertainer mm-hmm. who's on a pay service labeled a shock jock.
Right.
Yeah.
So what are you afraid of?
What are you shocked
who
about?
Who do you think is going? How do you think you're going to lose money? Because it's always about money.
Oh, yeah.
How does SiriusXM think they're going to lose money by keeping...
Everybody that has a big show out there has done worse live on the show.
It's not what happens on the air. It's what's happening off the air that's a problem.
And that's not... You know what I mean?
It's not a racial thing.
Put a chip in us. You know what I mean? Put a chip in us. You know? I mean...
It's like you were saying, you have a job. Let's say I get drunk and I take pictures and I show my boobs.
On Twitter.
On Twitter. I have a job. I'm a big corporate. I work for Morgan Stanley.
You deal with people and all that.
I'm a corporate executive.
Well, you work for Morgan Stanley.
And I go to the party. I get wasted.
I'd give you a raise.
I flash my boobs. My boobs are all over Twitter. I have the best boobs in the company. And everyone's retweeting my boobs. Guess what's going to happen? I'm going to go on Monday. I guarantee they would fire me.
Right.
Or you're going to get a proposal.
And look, I get it.
Or
SiriusXM
Playboy.
Has the right. They're not doing anything illegal.
Because it's corporate America.
It's silly.
It's silly. It's childish.
It's the culture we live in today.
They didn't deal with it. And they were hasty, too. They should have given it. Let's see what happens.
Yeah. But the whole thing is that, like I tell my son all the time, I tell him, I want to be around for you so as long as I can, because I can't imagine what it's going to be like when you grow up.
I can't say
where
anything.
You're not going to be able. That's why I want him to to basically be in my business. I go, Dom, you're like me, okay? You're not going to be able to deal with a boss putting you down, okay? That's why you have to be, you know. No, I never let anybody put me down. You understand? Once they put me down, that was it. Then you become, you know, my target. And when you become my target, what happens? You either deal with me or you have to call the cops and that. You understand?
Yeah.
I mean, because it's just a joke. It's a joke what this world has come to. You know, look, you know what I say? If everybody wants their own space, let's set it up where white people have to live here. You know what I mean? Black people live here. Mexicans live here. Chinese people live here. So nobody's bothering anybody. It's like everybody's bothering. Nobody's bothering anything. The only ones that are bothering people is the news. They are a bunch of S-slurs. Do you understand it?
Of course.
I have no problems at any of my shows that I go out there. Any African-American in the show hugs me afterwards and tells me how great it was, you know? And I go at them. And I go at everybody. But the whole fact is that, look, you know,
it's humor. It's different when it's humor,
it's
though, Bob.
But it's different when it's humor. But the whole thing is that it was like he could have shot the girl. Do you understand that legally? He could have shot the girl and killed her, and the guys
or,
around it.
You know what? Why don't you pull it back a little bit? And
okay.
Say he could have it and
punched.
And
him.
I'll be honest, man. If a woman comes at me like a man, I'm going back at her like a man. Like, if my girlfriend got mad at me and smacked me in the face, completely different. You're hitting me like a girl, or you're punching me in the chest because you're upset. I get it. But if you want to box me, if you're a woman, you come at me and you clock me in the face, I believe I have the right to hit you back.
Right.
But you don't. You don't have the right. You don't.
But you should be able to defend yourself. And what I would do is take a woman and push her and get her away from her.
Well, what
so he could have at least, you know what? He could have hit her as a defense mechanism, and I don't think anybody would have said anything.
Yeah,
like,
and,
hey, you know,
and then those
right.
five guys that were on the side would have jumped in, and next thing you know,
he
made a good choice. He
made
a good choice.
He's a legal carrying gun owner. Mm-hmm. And then, you see, he did the right thing by walking away.
Right.
And nobody said a damn thing about that.
Because
okay?
That doesn't
because
make
this could have...
It doesn't
this
bring people to websites.
Yeah, well, oh, your
it
website.
Racially
sell,
charged
right.
tweets. That phrase brings people to websites.
It's sad. It's so sad.
It is. I
that's
mean,
how they incite riots. You get a guy, then you get like an Al Sharpton that's going to march about something.
He marches. I mean, you would think he's 80 pounds by now, all the marching he does. I mean, really. I mean, you know, I'm going to start a march. You know what I mean?
Look, I always say this, people don't deal with the real issues at hand. Like
well,
the real
the
issues
of
race
are the ones that
the
are
deep
hard
stuff.
To,
the
it's,
deep
it's
stuff.
Hard to fix.
But we can do the well freaking fix
easy.
It.
This is easy. You know what it is? It's people going, this guy's a racist. And the company goes, he's fired. It's
no,
a very
have the
easy
conversation
thing,
with him.
Because that's too difficult.
No, have the conversation.
It's too difficult.
Well, we need to start doing that as a nation because we're wimpy. We're wimpy
always
little.
Take shortcuts.
We're
yeah.
wimpy little nothings then.
Yeah, that's
and
what we
our
are.
Country
we,
is we failing. Made. We're failing as a nation.
Yes,
we are because of the fact that that's how we are.
We can't have a conversation about real stuff. We can do the fluffy stuff, and that's offensive, and this is this. But what's the real violence? What's really happening? What's really going on? What happened that night?
Why do you think there's dance shows on TV? Why do you think there's competition singing songs all over? Why do you think? You can't have a show like All in the Family on these days. Unless, I'll tell you the truth, if you are African-American, you can. And you can make all the jokes about the white
or
people.
Or Chinese.
You know what I mean? You can. I can't. If I had a show, I could not. They would be, you and not saying that in the script.
Well, if they, I disagree in a sense where if they could make an All in the Family, because people forget that All in the Family, the one thing about Archie Bunker is that after every show, he was always made to look like the buffoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the shows, it shows, hey, you know what? He's a little, he was never a racist. He was like a dopey, ignorant kind of.
He was just a guy that
he didn't
said
know
something.
He's like my father. Yeah. Racism is something where you have hate in your heart. Mm-hmm. It's a way, it's an intention. It's not making a joke.
It's not it's a ignorant. Word. It's not this. It's,
I it's how you
when
feel.
When we get back, I want to talk about the real racist out there. That we let just do whatever they want.
Yes.
Okay, I will be right back after this. You're listening to Ears Wide Open. Coming up, we have an interview with Mike Geary from Apologizing.
Stop Apologizing America?
No.
Stop Groveling USA.
Yeah. At Groveling, at Groveling USA, Mike Geary. And we'll hear his side of it coming up soon. Okay. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Ears Wide Open. The best thing going today. Welcome back to Ears Wide Open on a Monday night. If you want to know what the weather is, look outside, because I sure the hell ain't telling you. You want to know what time it is? If you don't have a watch, sorry, sucker.
I looked outside. There's fireworks going on.
Still. Well, welcome back to the show. It's me, the Reverend Bob Levy, Joe Conte, Stacey Prushman, and we were talking about Anthony Q from Opie and Anthony. And, okay, we go after people like him, right? Yet the KKK is allowed to be around,
yeah.
Okay? I have to pay extra money for sheets because of them, okay? Between them and the Jewish people having sex between them, I am paying top dollar.
I'm offended.
By my sheets. Do you understand?
Yes, and also the turbans. That's a lot of money, too.
Exactly. Yeah, the towels, everything. Everybody in this country is making my daily life more expensive.
They are making the linen prices of this country skyrocket.
Right.
But nobody goes there with that, right?
Nobody goes there.
Like all the people with the turbans on their head, all the towel prices. You know, I used to get, $3.99. You can get a nice towel. Not anymore.
The turban people aren't the Muslims. They're the Sikhs, by the way. Yeah. FYI, to educate people. But anyway.
It doesn't matter. But listen, the fact is that the KKK, mm-hmm. we give them police escorts.
Which is one of the, it's going to sound twisted, but it's one of the things that makes this country great. That no matter how awful your message is, you're still allowed by our Constitution
to say it, you
got your freedom of speech mm-hmm. and you have your freedom to, what is it, gather?
Right.
The problem with the KKK
is that they've lynched
as
people.
As long as, well, that was, you know, as long
and
as
they're. And that's what's disgusting about them.
Of course. I'm not saying the KKK is good.
No, they hate people, but they have their right to say it. But
as
the
long
police,
as they're not inciting violence.
But the police will escort and protect them. And these are known people to kill people.
Well, how about the skinheads? They're in the country.
They're part of, yeah, part
it's
of
the same
some
thing.
Of them are
no,
part of,
neither, they're, well, they're different.
They're
Neo-Nazis.
The neo-Nazi
they're
guys.
They're recruited into it. It's
right.
a recruiting
but it,
thing.
But it makes it so, hey, you know what? Because those are obvious. That's easy to see. They're obviously hate groups. And they disguise their language. So they're like, hey, we're just here to keep our white race
right.
alive. So at least with something like that,
What race has a white ever won? What race? I just want to know. Besides Bruce Jenner from 19. No, but the whole thing is, you see, you know, it's like they'll, you know, certain groups are totally protected and they are known to be violent. But in this world, you can't speak your mind and be protected.
Well,
the thing is, those
people aren't worrying about jobs. They're not worried about keeping their jobs.
That church, the Westboro Church.
The Westboro Baptist Church, the Klan, they're not worried about keeping their jobs.
But nobody
wear sheets on their heads. So they're not even brave enough to say what they're saying without their stupid sheets on their freaking head.
But guys like Bob, Anthony, anybody in entertainment, you do have the right to say things, but you're protected, you know, like they're protected only from physical violence. You know, when you say they're protected.
Mm-hmm.
Well, guys like Bob, you know, entertainment people, they're protected from, you know, people can't just run up to Anthony,
right.
you know, and just have a mob of people saying, we don't like you, and we're going to, you know, we're going to protest against you in front of your house and hurt you. But they don't protect from their jobs. Anthony doesn't have the police protecting him to keep his job. That's not their, unfortunately, that's not the, what they do. The Klan, they don't worry about that. Like you said, they're wearing disguises almost. the Westboro Baptist Church, they don't work. They just have a church and somehow they make money. I don't know how they do it.
You want to hear an amazing thing? They opened a gay and lesbian house right across the street from the church. And they painted it rainbow colors.
Very cool.
But that's America.
Yeah, but that's what it is.
That's what makes America great. That you could have your gay and lesbian thing right across the street from this horrible, you know, mean people. And like, and you know, and whatever. And you can maybe not get along, but live, cohabitate in the same hood.
That's the only thing. They don't have as much to lose as a guy like Anthony.
Can I say one thing? I don't care about, okay. What, not just, I'm talking about, if we didn't have any media, this world would be so much better. This
I
country
couldn't agree with you more.
Would be so much better. You could say whatever you want. Nobody would have even double looked what Anthony wrote.
Ted Turner.
Twitter
is
not
devil.
News. The Twitter feeds is not, it's not a newscast, but people treat it like such.
Ted Turner is the devil. He's the one that started
no,
all
but
this.
It's
CNN.
The news
no, it's
has
Twitter
to jump.
And all that's Instagram, Twitter. People getting fired for tweets and
but
and
it all
Instagramming.
Comes from the 24-hour news.
That's
and all
what
the
they
websites.
Have to fill in, and they look and they and these people that think they're news people. You know what I mean?
Because they want ratings.
You know, you want to be a news person standing in the rain during a hurricane with a stupid umbrella. And, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Get blown
that's
away.
The, that's who
Jim
you are.
Jim Cantone.
Yeah, the water's up to my knees. Yeah, I hope you drop something electric in the water.
Oh, I see Sean Penn behind me in a rowboat.
Yeah, exactly. But do you understand? Here comes Tom Hanks up with a soccer ball.
Yeah, well,
yeah. But the whole thing is that all I don't even want. I can't watch the news anymore.
I don't watch it anymore.
All the news out here is killing, murder. It's throwing people under a bus, basically.
I wouldn't mind it if it was done the way news is supposed to be done.
Like it was done.
But it's done with the bells and the whistles, and everybody has an agenda, whether it's Fox, MSNBC.
Yeah.
News should not have agenda to be
they
we,
all
where,
have
what, why, and how.
They don't.
That's
they
what
don't
I learned
that.
In school. When I was in public school 216 in Brooklyn, it was where, what, why, and how, and you couldn't give an opinion. It was like the it's raining outside in Brooklyn at 4 o'clock. And and there's
don't
no opinion.
Don't have mass murders up there with a clock that shows the death count, and with the picture of the mass murderer up there for everybody to see, names so everybody could look them up. That they're pigs. They are the worst.
Yeah,
the news media is the worst.
And the main thing you don't see is the troops that are coming home missing body parts and all the stuff that their mind is messed up. And nobody's helping them.
No.
You know why? Because they can't. They, you know how are you going to say do an interview with a guy that as they're foreclosing his house?
Exactly.
Do you understand?
That just came back from war. His wife is sick, and he can't get the help he needs.
Exactly. That's why I was trying. We're trying to do something about this. You know what I mean?
Because we don't deal with the real issues, Bob. This country is making us dum-dums.
No,
no, they want us to be dum-dums and be caught up in the wrong thing, so we don't pay attention to the real issues.
Yeah.
So when
but they don't trick me not knowing
not
what's
you,
going
I'm saying,
on.
But they try to trick the American public.
Because of
they
the
do. When the Kardashians are 9 seasons in,
yeah.
They're
okay?
tricking the public.
They're tricking
Sorry.
The public.
Yeah, when Bruce Jenner says he's a man,
I'm done with it. I'm serious.
No, I'm telling you, this country of I thought, you know, when we grew up, we were like, yeah, USA, USA, the hockey, winning that 1980. You were so proud of your country.
But what happened?
What's
is
dumbing down of America.
The
video
balance,
games.
The balance of power.
Everyone's in their smartphones all day.
The balance of power has shifted. Like Carlin used to say, they have us where everybody is glued to their phones. They're waiting for the next phone that'll make you pancakes. Where we're worried about the next gizmo instead of worried about what's really going on. It's been going
dumbing down
of
America.
For 25
it's subtle
years.
And it's. But it's now it's getting worse. Walk down the street, no one's looking up around at the sky above. They're like looking at their phone.
Of course.
You ever go to dinner with a bunch of girls? Not my friends particularly. My friends are not like that.
I have friends.
They're texting and tweeting during the whole dinner. No one's paying attention to the conversations.
Yep.
Exactly.
And it's depressing. It's actually very depressing. We're isolating ourselves through social media, actually.
Hey, look, there's nothing wrong with being out there, meeting people, talking to
your
fans.
No, it's great. I love that.
Hey, look, I'll be, no matter what, I would always stay.
I answer all the fans.
I would be, do that no matter how, if I would have, was a huge actor all of a sudden, I'd still be on there. With them,
but not in your home, not every day. I'm talking about when you're not living your life and you're more involved in social media than being with. If you're at a dinner table with your friends, you're not going to be talking to the fans. It's not.
No, you don't. I do when I sit down and I go on there. They know I'm on, and when I say I'm going off, I'm going off, and that's it.
Called boundaries.
Yeah, I got it. I'm good night, everybody. But I will speak to everyone because of the fact that everybody is human to me, and why would I not speak to people that wanted to talk to me?
That's not the point. The point is, the point I'm trying to make is that that's not the point, that people are not communicating in their lives with each other, and they'll be with people they really like.
I have no problem with anyone
not
around
you,
in my life.
But I'm saying a lot of people, you look around, people are with friends and looking down at their phone.
Of course.
Like, but everyone
maybe
wants
they don't
to be
like their friends. That's why I cut out a lot of people. I don't need losers around me. I need strong people. I need warriors, okay?
We're warriors.
Okay, that's what I want.
We're
going to
fight
warriors.
The good fight.
Well, and I will fight that fight to the end. Like I said, if I have to be shot for it, I will. I'm not afraid of anything because of the fact that that's how I grew up and live my life. And nobody is going to tell me how to live my life and what I can do and what I can say. And that's just the way it's going to be. Nobody is going, I'm not a puppet, okay? I'm not, there's no strings on me. You don't see any strings on me, do you? No.
Well, so, I can't see under the table.
But. Yeah, but maybe on her, but not me. You won't find a string on me. But the whole thing is that I'm living my life the way I do. Whatever level I get to, I don't care. I'm happy in life. You know what I mean? I get to do what I want to do. Not what people tell me I got to do, what I want to do. And that's what it is. And I don't care what, you know, these little journalists, you know what I mean? These little weasels, you know
That's
what I mean?
They are.
You just because you got beat up in school and
they're
now,
little tattletales.
That's what they're little rats.
They're
rats.
They're hall monitors.
They're rats.
They are.
They wouldn't make it a day where I came from.
Yeah.
Okay?
Me neither.
They're little rats.
Untalented.
And they're puppets. They don't stick up for what's right. We were talking about this in the car.
I would love to have anybody, you bring in any of those from TMZ and sit them down right here with me. I will eat them up in a second and spit them out just like Stacy on a date. You understand? Because they don't have a chance against
me.
You get any one of Nancy Grace. You bring
she's the worst.
You bring her and Greta Van Sidemouth. You bring her to sit her in
Greta
here.
Van Stroke Face.
Yeah. You bring her in here. Me and her one-on-one. I'll go one-on-one with anybody on life. You bring anybody in here. I'm saying anyone. Al Sharpton, you want to come in here and talk to me and talk real race and how we can fix it instead of what
that's
the way you
it,
do it.
That's not his job.
What you do is stir it. You don't try to fix it. I try to fix it. I say we're all one. We got to stick together. Everybody's got to be one. And you can't let little words make everybody upset. And everybody's going to get all upset about words. Words.
No one owns words.
Nobody. What if soap? I can't say soap anymore. What is going on in this
world?
I can't
say anything.
Yeah. It's like I'm not going to be told what I can say or not say. Too bad. You don't like it? Too bad. It's just the way it is. Don't be my friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't be my friend. To say that Anthony was out of line, and from what he does on the radio, for his company to say he was out of line is a smack in everybody who paid over the years' face. Like, they didn't listen to the show. Oh, we had no idea what was going on. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing that people, you know what I mean? They just hide. They hide and they the little cubicles up there. And they judge you by all of a sudden when they have something. And they make believe we didn't know anything.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see how many minorities are hired up there. Go through it. Go through it and see how many minorities are hired up there in this
He's talking
great
about Sirius
place.
XM.
Yeah, in this great place that has freedom of speech. So go look up there and see how many corporate people are black, are Hispanic. Color.
How about that?
Of
color. Yes.
Yes. Go see what? That. Oh yeah. Let's. Oh, we got to make sure everything's all right because you know it offends the people at work. I didn't see any when I was up there, and every window is glass. And you can see through, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, that's my case, and I'm going straight ahead, and I don't care.
But I hope the conversation starts, and we can, you know, make something good could come out of this.
It won't. It's just nobody has the balls to come in here 101 with me. Anybody like that? Any leader.
Yes, I do. Don't say that. Well, let's invite them here.
Bring them. I'll even buy them lunch. We'll be right back after this. We got an interview with our friend from...
Michael Geary.
Yeah.
Stop apologizing. No, it's...
Groveling USA.
On Twitter, at GrovelingUSA. And he's going to go with all the points that he's been seeing. And this is a college kid. You know what I mean? This is a kid that's... This is our future. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. This is our future. This is what we need. We need people like him. Because otherwise, we're done. Sorry. Be right back.